Druckmar with the Center on Budget Policy Priorities points to the recent reports showing the nation's wealthiest households and corporations pay little to no income tax, the nation's primary tax revenue stream.
And the idea here is to raise taxes on the wealthiest people in the country and to use that revenue to improve the economic opportunities and stability of working middle-class families.
Coloradans now seeing hundreds of dollars each month deposited in their bank accounts through the temporary child tax credit, a policy projected to dramatically reduce child poverty, would continue to receive those benefits under proposals making their way through Congress. Democrats are pushing to expand access to health care and giving all workers access to paid family leave. Critics warn that expanding safety net programs will usher an age of big government, and some lawmakers say raising taxes would slow economic recovery. Marr says people have become wise to claims that cutting taxes boost economic growth and points to polls showing Americans overwhelmingly support raising taxes on people who can most afford to pay.
There's just an absence of evidence that cutting taxes for rich people and large multinational corporations has economic benefits. It's sort of the, you know, trickle-down economics for the last 40 years, and it failed over and over again.
Marr says tax policy can be crafted to narrow the nation's racial wealth gap, or it can continue to allow wealthy families, which are overwhelmingly white, to pay little to no taxes. Marr says making investments in programs that help the bottom 60 to 80% of households, where people of color are disproportionately represented, would be a step in the right direction. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Kaylee Foster.